Chapter 7. Darcy looked around and realized she was in a dark room. She could see the brassy glint of a doorknob and reached for it, but it was locked. A candle burned on a small table in front of her, and then a wave of panic hit her as she recognized where she was. Brian Mason's apartment. She heard footsteps behind her. She knew it was him. "Leave me alone!" she yelled.
"Shut up!"
Brian hissed, his face suddenly only inches from hers.
"You're acting like such a baby,"
he said, moving his body closer in the dim light. She knew he was going to try to touch her again.
"Get away!"
His hands grabbed her leg, and she twisted away, opening her eyes and waking up in her bedroom. It was July 4th, Independence Day, and Darcy sat up in her bed covered in a layer of sweat, not caused by the heat already building in the summer morning. Suddenly, she heard knocking at her bedroom door. The sound startled her so much she jumped to her feet and balled her hands tightly into fists as if she were preparing for a fight.
"You okay, Darcy? I thought I heard you talking."
It was Jamie.
"Yeah, I'm fine. Just a dream.
Can I come in?"
Darcy opened the door to face her sister already dressed.
"Man, you look like you haven't slept at all, and it's almost noon. Are you sick or something?"
Jamie asked.
"You never sleep this late."
"No, I'm not sick," Darcy snapped, turning away so she didn't have to see her sister's concerned eyes.
"I just had a long day yesterday and I was tired. I thought maybe you had what Mom has."
"Huh?"
"She was sick early this morning. I heard her in the bathroom throwing up. She even decided to stay home from work. But she's feeling better now. She's gonna go to the cemetery to visit Grandma, and since you're not working today, I thought you might want to go with us."
"I do," Darcy said without any hesitation. It was an idea that felt right, one that pushed away the memories of her nightmare like leaves before a strong gust of wind. Darcy had not been to the cemetery since Grandma's funeral. Passing the gray rows of headstones reminded Darcy of the day weeks ago when she stood with her friends and family and watched Grandma's coffin being lowered into the ground. The memory still brought tears to her eyes. Jamie walked next to her in silence while Mom led the way, carrying a tissue which she dabbed into the corners of her eyes from time to time. Birds flew overhead, chirping cheerfully in the trees over the great field of graves.
"You know, Grandma would be happy to hear the birds," Jamie said.
Mom sniffled slightly. Darcy nodded. Grandma's grave was more recent than most of those around it. The grass over her plot did not match the surrounding ground cover, and a thin line was visible in the turf where the earth had been dug. Yet already new grass had begun to mend the scar in the soil. Flowers, old and new, were piled up against the flat slab of granite that bore Grandma's name, Annie Luella Duncan.
"I planted these last week with your father," Mom said, pointing to several tiny purple flowering plants next to the plaque. "Grandma would like them."
Darcy imagined her parents at the grave together, kneeling on the ground, planting flowers. Though it was sad, the image comforted her, signaling that her parents weren't totally coming apart, even if they were having problems.
"There's nothing more important in this world than family," Grandma had said shortly after Dad returned. "Even when they make mistakes, and they always will, Angie Cake, you have to keep loving them back. That's what it's all about."
Darcy wondered what Grandma would say if she knew what was happening in the house now. The awkward silence, the hushed conversations, the tension. And then there was Darcy's dark secret, which with each passing day seemed to seep like poison into every facet of her life.
"I need help, Grandma," Darcy thought to herself, looking at the grave.
Jamie and Mom seemed to say their own silent prayers. Divided by their thoughts, the three of them stood together in front of Grandma in respectful silence. At 5 o'clock, Darcy took a shower and did her best to conceal the circles under her eyes. She had agreed to meet Tara and Cooper at the park at 6:30. They would barbecue for a while, and once it got dark enough, they would grab a good spot to watch the fireworks.
Darcy wished there was some way she could avoid going. She just wasn't in the mood to be out, even with Tara, but she had no excuses, and she knew Tara would be upset if she canceled. She had to go. "It'll be good for you," Tara had said. Darcy did not believe that at all. She hoped Tara would not decide to bring her cousin Troy to the cookout. The last thing Darcy wanted was to have a stranger following her around all night, even if he was Tara's cousin. Outside on the street, the air hung heavy and thick under the late afternoon sun. It was so hot, Darcy had originally decided to wear shorts and a tank top, but when she looked in the mirror, she decided to change. Her chest and round backside, which never bothered her before, made her feel self-conscious. Hakeem had often told her that she had a great body, and his words used to make her feel attractive, but after Brian, she didn't want that kind of attention. It made her uncomfortable. She put on a loose-fitting t-shirt instead. Nearing the park, Darcy could smell the heavy, meaty aroma of hamburgers and hot dogs cooking on grills. Children's laughter mingled with the sound of classic hip-hop as she turned the corner and looked for Tara. Though it was still early, people of all ages had started gathering in the park, sitting in beach chairs or on towels. Others sat at card tables while family members grilled in the shade of the park's few tall trees. Some people were dancing playfully to the music, while others were just kicking back watching people. Police cars were positioned at each corner of the park, and officers were keeping an eye on people as they passed by. At the far side of the park, a crowd of shirtless teenage boys played a sweaty game of basketball, while some girls looked on. Darcy had been to the park on Tara's birthday early in the year, and she knew exactly where Tara would be. She spotted her nearly a block away, standing behind a smoky grill with a spatula in her hand. A dark-skinned guy, about 6 feet tall, stood next to her. "Troy, grab me some rolls," Tara yelled to the guy at her side. Overhead, a cloud of smoke billowed into the sky. Darcy cringed. Troy was there. The whole night, Tara would be watching them, trying to get them to talk. Tara, the unwanted matchmaker.
"Girl, give me 1 second," Troy protested.
Facially, he had Tara's wide nose and friendly eyes, but he was built skinny like Hakeem.
"One more second and you're gonna have to eat burnt burgers," she replied.
Troy handed her the rolls and then noticed Darcy.
"Hi," he said with a smile, checking her out. "You must be Darcy."
"That's me," Darcy said, returning the smile to be polite.
"And you must be Tara's cousin Troy."
"Girl, it's about time," Tara exclaimed, taking a step away from the smoky grill. "Troy, this is my girl Darcy that I was telling you about. Why don't you get her something to eat?" Tara ordered.
Troy smiled and shook his head.
"What'll it be? Hamburger, hot dog, chicken, something to drink. We got all kinds of soda."
"I'll take a hamburger and a grape soda," Darcy said. Before Troy could give Darcy the plate of food, Tara took it and handed him a spatula.
"Here, you cook for a while," she instructed him. "I need to talk to my girl for a minute."
Tara quickly stepped around the grill and pulled Darcy aside.
"So, what do you think? I know he's my cousin and all, but ain't he fine?"
Darcy nodded. It was going to be a long night, she thought to herself.
"He seems really nice, Tara."
"He thinks you're pretty, too," Tara said.
"I can tell."
"Tara," Darcy said, making sure not to sound upset or angry, "I'm not looking for a boyfriend."
"I know, Darce, and Coop told me that Hakeem's coming back this fall, but that's a long time away, and I just thought it would do you some good to hang out for once. Besides, Troy's not a player like most of the guys around here," Tara said. "Hey, look who it is."
Darcy turned to see her sister and Desmond Hodden walking together, holding hands.
"How you doing, girl?"
Tara said to Jamie, and then turned to Desmond, who looked like a miniature Cooper.
"Where's your brother at? He's supposed to be here by now."
"Far as I know, Coop's at the station. He said it was closing early, so he should be here any minute."
Desmond and Jamie went over to the grill to get some food. Darcy ate her hamburger and watched as Jamie clung to Desmond's arm.
Several times, he put his hand on the small of her back. Watching them, Darcy almost felt like a parent.
You know, it's their one-month anniversary tonight.
I remember when me and Coop were like that, Tara said.
Yeah, well, I just hope she knows what she's doing, Darcy said.
What do you mean by that?
She's my little sister, Tara. I gotta look out for her. Last boyfriend she had hit her, and like you said, lots of guys are players, only looking for one thing, Darcy admitted, thinking of Brian.
Not Dez. He ain't gonna hurt her, Darcy. He's good people.
Besides, Coop watches every move he makes. Believe me, that boy knows better than to misbehave with Coop around.
Yeah, but where is Coop now? Darcy said, watching Dez and Jamie cuddling on a bench.
Tara looked insulted, but she didn't say anything.
Through the corner of her eye, Darcy saw a girl in a short skirt, sandals, sunglasses, and a tight shirt that left her stomach exposed. It was Brisanna. Next to her was Duane. They were holding hands, too.
Tara, look who else is here, Darcy said, pointing at them.
Now there's a player, Tara said, watching them approach.
What does that girl think she's doing?
I ain't never seen her trying so hard.
Just like the day at Scoops, guys in the park turned to watch Brisanna pass by. Darcy could not believe how much her friend had changed. The old Brisanna would not allow a guy to tell her what clothes she should wear, especially not clothes that showed so much of her body. It wasn't Brisanna's style. Yet what bothered Darcy more than the stares and the clothes was Brisanna. Her face was blotchy, and she looked upset as if she had been crying.
She doesn't look happy, Darcy said, wondering what was wrong.
No, she doesn't, Tara agreed. I bet I know who's responsible for that.
Overhead, the sky was beginning to darken, and the crowd continued to build. More police cars gathered on the edge of the park, visible under the streetlights. Darcy recognized people from school around her, and then she noticed someone weaving through the crowd, moving rapidly in her direction. It was Cooper, but the smile always on his face was missing.
Where you been? The fireworks are almost starting.
If I see Duane not here, I'm gonna bust him. I don't care how many cops are in this park, Cooper fumed. Dude blamed me for stealing $20 from the cash register. I know he took the money, but Mr. Nye wouldn't believe me. He made me clean up the whole shop to make up for it.
Suddenly, Darcy heard a dull thud and noticed an orange fireball streaking like a comet into the sky.
Here we go, Troy said, moving closer to Darcy. I love watching fireworks.
Boom!
The fireball exploded in a white flash with a blast like 100 gunshots, making the ground shake. The crowd cheered as the rumble of the blast echoed through the park and into the surrounding neighborhood.
Man, I don't even want to be here, Cooper said. I already got a headache.
Just calm down and enjoy the show. There's nothing you can do now, Tara said.
Kabam!
Another explosion cracked the night sky. Cooper grabbed a soda from Tara's cooler and glared upward, taking a deep breath. Several smaller explosions thundered overhead, leaving fiery trails of shimmering green and red embers. In the flickering light, Cooper's tense face looked scary, almost demonic. Darcy shuddered. She had never seen him so upset. Everything about the night was making her edgy. Behind her, under a nearby tree, Darcy spotted Jamie and Desmond. They were kissing each other, stopping only occasionally to look at the fireworks. Darcy shook her head in silent disapproval. She wanted to drag Jamie home and tell Dad what was happening, but she couldn't move, and yet she couldn't stop staring. Part of her wanted to protect Jamie, but she knew Desmond was the nicest boy her sister had ever dated, and kissing in the park was normal. It was only kissing. Still, the scene disturbed Darcy, making her feel an uncomfortable mixture of concern, fear, and worry. Yet there was also a tinge of jealousy. She didn't want what Jamie had, not at all. Instead, she wished that she too could be normal like Jamie and feel comfortable with a boy. Yet now, after Brian, that seemed impossible. Even Troy standing beside her made her nervous.
Looks like they're making some fireworks of their own,
Troy said, following Darcy's gaze.
You can't blame them, though.
I guess not, Darcy said, turning away from her sister and Desmond. She wished Troy would walk away and leave her alone. Above them, the fireworks were peaking, exploding every few seconds. Troy turned his attention back to the sky, and Darcy glanced at Cooper. Tara was rubbing his back, trying to calm him down. Darcy became aware that everyone else was part of a couple except her and Troy. He seemed to notice, too.
I'm really glad you came out today. I think I'd feel really lonely if you weren't here,
Troy said, leaning close so she could hear him against all the noise. Darcy squirmed. I know what you mean, she said. If Troy had been anyone else, Darcy knew she would just walk away. But he was Tara's cousin. She had to be nice to him. A sudden, rapid burst of smaller explosions signaled that the performance was coming to an end. But to Darcy, the show couldn't end quickly enough. Clouds of foul smoke from the fireworks hovered over the park like a mysterious fog, hanging right above everyone's head. Darcy felt Troy's hand gently wrap around hers.
Don't do this, not now, she thought. Please not now.
Troy looked at her with a smile, his friendly eyes curious and sincere. Darcy could feel that Tara was watching her too, waiting to see what would happen. Tara's presence made her even more nervous. Darcy's stomach began to tremble, and she could feel sweat beating on her forehead and back. Every instinct in her body told her to act. Run away, it said. Get away now. Another impulse, just as strong, urged her to yank away her hand and slap him. Who said you could touch me? It demanded. It was as if Troy had suddenly disappeared and Brian Mason had taken his place. Darcy scanned the park, looking for an excuse to get away, to hide from the eyes that were on her, to remove herself from Troy's touch without making a scene. Suddenly, Cooper screamed out.
There he is! I gotta do this now! He said,
his voice recovering all the rage it had when he arrived straight from work.
No, Coop, let it go,
Tara urged, trying unsuccessfully to stop him. Darcy followed his glare and saw Duane Nye weaving through the crowd of people. Behind him, struggling to keep up, was Brisanna. Darcy could see tears in her eyes. Cooper was charging straight for Duane like a wild dog on the trail of its prey.
Coop! Tara yelled. Don't do it!
But Darcy knew it was already too late.